Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today, I'd like to talk about a longevity technique that has been shown by research to work. This is using temperature therapeutically, specifically cold. Our aim is actually the opposite, to cash in on the body's reaction to careful doses of cold, which is to increase heat. So in other words, if someone is chilly and they want to strengthen themselves for a main winter, do you think it would be good to crank up the thermostat to 80 inside the house? Of course not. Keep it cool as you can tolerate. One technique is to use hydrotherapy. By ending your shower with cool water, say, after the hot, even half a minute of cool at the end can boost your immune system and help decrease feelings of fatigue. Even weight loss, you may want to hear, is better achieved in a cooler environment. So don't bundle yourself up too much. The phenomenon here is thermogenesis, involved in weight reduction, stoking the internal fire by allowing the body to react to the coolness. That also means exercising in a cooler environment, as you allow your body to generate its own heat. We natural doctors and homeopaths are looking at the longer picture, the reaction of the body and mind as well to what we do. If you base your therapies on antidepressants or anti-pain meds or antibiotics, be careful and take into account the reaction to these things, which is generally to compensate by going in the other direction. This, of course, also is the main concept playing out in drug tolerance, the body's secondary reaction to contend with. But back to thermogenesis and weight loss. That's why people find protein is helpful, as it's more thermogenic than carbohydrates. Even exercise in general is using that secondary after effect. As though you generate free radicals in an exercise bout, you stimulate your body to make the most powerful antioxidants there are, including glutathione. As for sauna, that certainly is a wonderful therapy. Just remember to follow this with a cool shower of a few seconds afterwards. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.